Twinks, because he's got a busy morning and he's got lots of his jockeys that he needs to talk to and give them their final words of advice. And we also want to get his words of advice on this group one day. And James Weeks knows he's ridden in plenty Caulfield Guineas. How are you, James? You well, mate?
Yeah, very good, gentlemen. Very good.
Hey, good day at the office for you and the team last week. Regan Bayliss, two group ones. And as you were telling us throughout the week, it was all because of your words of advice.
Yeah, well, you got to, you know, take some credit for it, don't you? So, look, yeah, massive thrill for him. But the great game, it's a great level. Unfortunately, he caught 3 weeks during the week. So the highs and the lows of racing. So you've just got to try and find a happy medium there. But he's got a job to do today on Never Been Kissed, and hopefully he can make 3 group ones in a week.
The book will be James Winks's Guide to Cutting Corners.
Yes.
Winksy, what about today? What's the first thing that jumps into your head about what you're looking forward to today? Is it to see if Zaki can put more of a margin on a horse like Probabil with an eye to the Cox Plate? Is it the match race in the Guineas? Is it the Toorak where all of them seem to be drawn to get their best chance?
Yeah, great day. The Caulfield Guineas, it was one of the... I'd never had any luck in the Guineas, but I rode in it. It's a great, you know, it's a great race to be involved in. And yeah, it looks a bit of a match race, but one's drawn off the track and one's drawn low, and the one that's drawn low in Artoria is probably to his disadvantage because he doesn't step. And then Anamari probably needs to try and find cover midfield somewhere, but he's got the great man on him. I'm sure he'll sort it out.
James,
how would you... Dan, you go.
I was going to ask James about the Sydney horses, particularly at Caulfield. It's something that always pops up, particularly at this carnival, and I suspect it goes back to the Kingston Town days and how he simply didn't handle Caulfield as well as he could have. And a lot of Sydney horses come down here. Now, I'm obviously pointing towards Zaki, but also Animo, the short price favourites today from New South Wales. Why does that happen, and is that a concern for jockeys, or is there something you try to be aware of to see them either changing legs, which can happen at times, usually in a straight as opposed to a turn? So just talk us through that and why it happens, particularly at Caulfield.
I think Caulfield's probably one of the most sexy metropolitan tracks we've got. You know, it's up and down and undulating, and, yeah, it's not flat like, you know, your Flemingtons and your Sandowns and all those kinds of things. It's funny because Geordie Charles is riding one for Gay in the fourth, Shihonka, and one of the things I said to him, I think today's a very important day to get our body weight right, so... which can play a big role, and I was fortunate enough to learn that in Hong Kong around Happy Valley, where your body weight played a big role in getting around the home corner. So today I drilled that into Geordie. I think with Animo, he's been down here, albeit I think it was a stand down he did race, I remember, he serves me correctly. So he's been here, but he hasn't been the Caulfield. And obviously Zark, he's got to do it from the 2000, but he looks professional, and small field's going to help him. But look, them great jockeys know that body weight plays a big factor in them Sydney horses, but it's just a tricky track and they've got to navigate it, and that's what the good ones do.
So when you say body weight, just what exactly do you mean by that for those listening?
Yeah, well, purely and simply, a Sydney horse, obviously they go the other way, so a Sydney jockey would lay to the sort of the right-hand side a little bit to help them get around the corner that way, but down here it's a left-hand way, and the Sydney horse would naturally go right. So let's get our body weight right, sort of maybe a little bit more to the left to sort of help that horse get onto his right leg and get around the corner as much as we can. And if they do fumble it, hopefully it's not as bad a fumble when your body right is helping them that little bit, you know.
The extreme version of that is motorcycle race riding, isn't it, where they lean one way and the other. I mean, I know that's an extreme example, but you're sort of talking about a more subtle version of that, just a little tweak to the left and right, and it maybe sends a message to the horse. Just with Caulfield, with the bogey on Sydney horses, is the cambering of Caulfield in recent times, is it no longer thought of as big an issue now as it was when the old Caulfield had the almost a bit of a reverse camber and so on? Is it less of an issue now, or is it still a bit of an issue for Sydney horses coming to Caulfield?
Yeah, it's obviously a little bit of an issue, but the reality is, if you're travelling at that point of the race, it's a lot easier to get around the corner. If you're under pressure, not only do the jockeys inside you read, pick up on that, and then want to give you a little bump to manoeuvre you, but your horse is already under pressure. So, yeah, it's a vital part of the race that you need to get right, especially in the Guineas and the Might and Power. And like I said to all my boys, this time of year, it's them one percenters that can, you know, win or lose you a feature race. So it's important to get all the one percenters right.
With James Winks giving us the jockey perspective, let's whip through a couple of the races, James, because I know you've got to speak to your boys this morning. Guineas, despite these wide draws, who do you want to ride today?
Oh, I think Anamoa is the class. Obviously, Artorias was huge in the Golden Rose, but he always is because of his racing pattern. I just think if Ollie can overcome the barrier, I think Anamoa is the one that I'd want to be riding. He's got the score on the board. But they all have to go to a mile, but Anamoa would be my choice.
Is Zaki unbeatable, or is there a little chink for others to work on there?
Yeah, I don't think any horse is unbeatable, and I'm not going to say he'll just win because I copped it during the week on our little podcast with Salgate about that. But it's funny because Geordie Charles is in that race.
Because he did say that about Very Elegant.
Yeah, I just know that, Michael.
Michael's a very good reminderer, James.
And Geordie Charles is in the race, obviously, on non-conformist. I think it's important not to focus just on one horse because that sometimes can bring him undone. You know he's there. You know he's the horse to beat. He's the Cox Plate favourite. We get all that. And he may come out and win by 5 lengths and everyone is sort of probably expecting that. But every horse can be beaten on the day, and purely and simply for what we've just spoken, he's got to get around Caulfield the first time. Looks like there's genuine speed on paper for a small field. Non-conformist has been around there. No efforts won around there. Probabil's proven, you know. So it's going to be a test for him. If he comes out and wins by, you know, 2 or 3 today, he's outright favourite for the Cox Plate, and rightly so. But, yeah, he's still got to do it.
James, the track looks like it's going to get quite firm today. Probably not a great problem at the start of the day, but on a 10-race card, you've ridden in enough big race days. How does the track firm up, and is there anything that punters should be wary of come race 8, 9, 10 if it does get to a firm good 3?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, that's out of our hands. It's going to firm up. They can only present the track good for at the start of the day, or maybe a little bit softer with a bit of juice, but we're going to have a great day and a little bit of wind around. I'm just hoping for everyone's sake it's not leaderish. It'd be great if we have an even playing field, but look, it is what it is, and then all the jocks have to adapt to that. But this day and age, you know, if the horse is up on speed or the ones sort of that second wave are running them sectionals, you have to be an exceptional horse to be coming from last. So finding his plump spot, if it is that way, is going to be vital. But we just have to wait and see, I suppose.
Who do you think's the best chance for your team today?
Look, I think Geordie Charles' best ride is Shihonka in race 4 at Caulfield. Very dominant the other day. A natural Gay Waterhouse team, rock hard fit and runs really well. Zaki Spain's going there for the first race, and he's got a little bit of an opinion in race 1 of the 2-year-old, but I think, you know, every other runner in that race does as well. And then if we push to Randwick, I think Sam Clifford's got a great ride in Exo Boom, who's on the Golden Eagle path, obviously, in the Silver Eagle today. And then you would have thought if Never Been Kissed can run out a strong 2,000, she's definitely the horse to beat for Regan Bayless in the Group 1.
Good luck today with the team, Winksy. Good to catch up.
No worries. Take it easy, boys.